A lot of it.
Should we do a podcast, you guys?
I think we fucked.
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. Right, it's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
And with our special guest,
CDS Scotchbringer.
Yay! Ooh.
I wonder what he has brought.
Single malt Iowan whiskey.
What he hath wrought.
Iowegian?
Iowegian.
Cedar Ridge single malt whiskey from Iowa?
After we taste this...
Does it taste like cedar?
Can I do some corked orkery? Is there anything like on the ridge? Bottle? Are there tasting notes?
I don't think so. This is American single malts are not particularly verbose at the moment.
Distilled and bottled by Cedar Ridge Distillery,
Swisher,
Iowa.
Swisher.
Like Swisher Sweets.
Also, there's a 5-cent refund if we return the bottle.
Oh, well, yeah, we better go to Iowa and do that then.
There is a website, so maybe...
Oh.
Oh no! There's a couple notes on the side right here.
Okay. All right. Or we're gonna do this traditionally here. Give it a whiff and then a snort.
I'm sure you can do that. I mean, I've been smelling it since the pour because it you know has a nice aroma.
Yeah.
Acetone.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Kind of a goldenness to it that I like in the nose.
I'm gonna say
there's a
touch of caramel. To me.
But there's something under it that's rather...
I had a date like that once.
Turpentine,
like
tiniest.
Oh, no. There's some nail polish remover in here.
Yeah. Nail polish remover. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's the acetone he said earlier. Yeah.
No, I was setting that aside.
Yeah.
I don't know what's in nail polish
remover. The caramel that I'm getting is like the caramel syrup that they add to coffee.
Yeah.
And then there's like a fruit peel.
I went to a spa and they did a fruit peel. It was great.
And you can still sit down?
Yeah.
All right.
Smooth as a baby's bottom.
I mean, there's some orange peel in the palate to me, if that's maybe where you're going.
There is a citrusiness there.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking like a lemon peel, but orange, sure.
You're a peel. Ing. What? Yeah. All right. That's it.
That's out of character. You're drunk.
I mean,
I'm working
there.
On it.
Getting there.
Oh!
Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that's brighter than I expected.
Mm. Now, the trick, of course, is that we have yet to find an American single malt that ages to 3 years, so none of them can compete in single malt competitions anywhere.
Sure.
I want to say this one was either between like 6 months to 2 years, because that's the common range. You find a lot of 6 month, which is like, really? Why'd you bother? But, you know.
Because it's American.
Yeah, well, there's getting to be a few that are aging for long enough. Yeah, they're getting there. So I'm looking forward to seeing some more. Cedar Ridge, I've had their bourbon, and their bourbon's not bad.
Okay.
That's what they opened to doing.
Based on this whiskey, I could imagine their bourbon is really good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I'm not enjoying the whiskey because I think they were trying to make bourbon.
Well, I'm actually good with it.
I'm kind of digging it.
It's not hitting me right.
I like the. I will try it again some other time.
Do you want me to hit you? You said it's not hitting you right.
Yeah.
I know how to hit someone.
I mean, to be fair, it's not my most favorite whiskey in the world, but for an American single malt, it's among the highest that we've rated on the show, which, you know. As Salsa would say, that's maybe, you know, damning with faint praise, but it's
certainly not bad. I mean, I would take this over Malort.
I was going to say it's not Malort.
Jesus Christ!
All joking aside, it's not bad, but it's just not grabbing me.
Sure,
you know, and saying like, you know, drink me. You know, it's just kind of like it's.
No, actually, I think this is one of my preferred.
This is one that, you know. I would not feel bad mixing because
it's not. I was just about
to
say this is a mixer.
This would make a good Godfather.
Yeah.
Add a little amaretto to this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do we have a little amaretto? I don't know that we do. We don't usually go that classy.
I should have brought mine.
It's not looking like it.
No, I think the last time we had amaretto, we used it all up.
Weird.
Well, yeah.
It's almost like amaretto is fucking delicious.
I know.
It is. As opposed to that Malort that's staring at me.
Keep going.
Do you want?
Oh no! I partook at Die Laughing. I know that pain.
Okay, All right. Okay.
When I bought you all the round and brought up my bottle, I thought I had a contender, and no, I don't.
No.
Those of you who have not heard me on this show before, I host a whiskey tasting podcast called The Extreme Tasting League Scotch at scotch.xtlpodcast.com.
Scotch.xtlpodcast.com?
Scotch.xtlpodcast.com?
Indeed. So.
Scotch.xtlpodcastx.com?
No.
Oh, I got it wrong.
No, it's scotch.podcast.xxx.
That's his other website.
That's the hidden site that you're not supposed to know about, James. How did you know about that? Anyway,
I
found the cameras.
Oh,
well, God.
Yeah, all right, I'll move them. But the
exciting.
Yes, the point that I was making is now lost.
This is somebody's fault.
No, welcome to the podcast.
My point is this would make a great ginger midget. And that's where I'll leave it.
No, I remember what it was now. On our show, we rate scotches on a scale of 1 to 5, where 3 is the absolute middle, and then 5 is the best thing you've had in your mouth, and 1 is a war crime. I now know what my 1 is, and my 1 is Malort.
Yesterday I ended up, over at Joe's. So Joe and Kayla, who is on the High Five Guys.
Yeah.
They're roommates. It's great. So we ended up, there was a fire in his backyard.
On purpose?
Yes.
Oh,
in a
good.
Bowl and everything.
Oh, good.
Had a few friends over. And Joe's brother was in from Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And Kayla and I were bitching about Malort. And Joe's brother was like, "You mean that thing from Chicago?"
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, "Yes, how do you know about this?" He's like, I've been to the wrong places, man. Like, just
clearly.
Yeah. But I was surprised that anybody else had heard of this atrocity, like, in Kansas City, when it mysteriously showed up here, that was the first I'd ever heard about it. Now, like, everybody I talked to is like, Oh, you mean what death tastes like after, like, a long bout of depression? Like, yeah.
And then comes in your mouth. Yeah?
No, that makes it sound like death had fun, and I don't think it has fun with this. I think it's just a job.
Yeah, I think this is all business.
Yeah. Ugh. Anyway, yeah, so that was exciting. I'm like,
I mean, it does explain why, like, if this is the liquor that comes out of the Scandinavian area, it does explain things like lutefisk.
Honestly,
The Malort explain the lutefisk, or does the lutefisk explain the Malort?
I think the Malort explains the lutefisk.
Actually, that would be probably the most cruel thing you could possibly do, is serve them a meal of lutefisk and Malort.
Jesus Christ.
The Malort makes the lutefisk taste way better.
Like, that...
Actually, like, lutefisk...
That's what you serve to war criminals in for their last meal. Like,
I actually don't care about the taste of lutefisk. It doesn't taste like anything to me. So, if I had to choose, I would definitely eat lutefisk over the Malort.
Yeah.
I've never had...
Did I tell you that my friend
It tastes like nothing. It tastes like fish nothingness.
I believe you. I've never... gotten around to
it's tasteless fish jello.
Yeah and it smells to high heaven when you're cooking it.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, the taste is I've
never had
what was that tasteless fish jello.
Yeah drown it in lemon and butter, it's fine.
Yeah, that's
Charles,
pretty much it.
Knows the story of me accidentally running myself over with my own car and being trapped out in the cold, getting minor frostbite for half an hour, and then having to go to the hospital.
I am so sorry.
After the paramedics cut my pants off.
Oh, God.
So there's that. And he said, like, with Malort, what, is it better or worse than being slowly crushed to death because of your own stupidity and your own stick shift car? And I said, that's kind of a toss-up. And he's like, really? Like, the experience with all that Malort? And I was like, oh, shit, I thought you were talking about a shot of Malort. I just thought you meant, like, an Malort. One one Malort. No, this experience was way worse. Way worse than that.
Yeah. So this Cedar Ridge single malt scotch whiskey, or not single malt whiskey, much better.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Significantly better than getting minor frostbite after running yourself over in your car.
Yeah. I actually really enjoy that you get like a little dose of flavor and like smoke, wood, peat, and then it just evaporates. It's just gone. It doesn't hang around.
But it's like it's got an oakiness, but it's really green.
That shows up for 3 weeks.
Yeah,
it's really like raw woody oak as opposed to that nice charred Scotch oak. You know that that like smooth oak. It's just like gnawing on a branch.
Kind of fine with it. I don't mind the flavor, and actually I like this a lot better than other American whiskeys I've tried. I'm not a fan of.
So really, it's not your standards; it's America's standards.
Yes,
okay. Maybe,
like so many other alcohols. Yes,
truth.
Okay.
No, with a few exceptions.
That's decent, though. Thank you.
Oh, hey, I brought you guys some New Glarus. It's in the fridge.
Awesome.
We're gonna hit that up.
I am going to have my boss on speed dial tomorrow morning when I call in sick.
Yeah.
Reed drunk.
Yeah. Bottle flu.
Yeah. No, it's like I said, it's a mixer for me.
Yeah, I would definitely mix that with shit.
Don't drink shit. That's how you get sick, James.
Yeah.
That's how you get Malort.
Like, typhoid happens, which is still preferable to Malort.
Yeah, okay, there we go. Yeah. That's what I was hoping for.
Matter of fact.
Test the universal mixer?
Indeed.
I came up with a cosplay idea. I'm going to have to do it.
It's real dumb and I love it.
Do it.
Dr. Pepper Potts.
Do it.
I'm trying to talk, James. God damn it. I said it already, but you were doing it over my talking and I'm cranky.
Fair.
So now I'm going to try this reveal again.
Okay.
Staring you into silence. The cosplay idea... Mm-hmm. Is Dr. Pepper Potts.
So I was doing music for your reveal.
Yeah, but I wanted it to be quiet for the reveal.
I'm sorry.
Staring everybody down. Thank you for not talking, Salsa. Good job.
I win!
I was trying to be...
Right?
I was trying to quietly contribute to
the thing. Yeah, no.
That's right.
I liked the leading up to it music.
All right.
Yeah.
But it stopped recording.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Jesus Christ!
No, now I hate you too, you son of a bitch. I hate you the most.
I take a step back as Jenna winds up to hit Salsa. Yeah.
No, Dr. Pepper Potts is Pepper Potts, but also Dr. Pepper. And I'm really excited about this, and I've got to do it for Convergence, and that's the end of my story.
This is a fucking great idea.
No,
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Jess was like, no, you have too many other things you're doing. And I'm like, but... Dr. Pepper Potts.
What else did you do this weekend?
I think there was some pie.
There was a lot of pie.
There was a lot of pie.
So much pie.
There was some pie.
Shit, there was pie.
I lost to my brother. Asshole.
Bottle caps.
Yep.
Bottle caps?
Bottle caps.
I don't understand this, your brain.
If you mix this with Dr. Pepper, you get the flavor of those candy bottle caps.
Huh. All
right. Cola or the root beer?
Neither, the fruit flavor ones.
Weird.
Huh.
Yeah, you know the little Necco wafer looking candies that are...
Oh, see, bottle caps is a thing that it comes in cola and root beer and orange.
I believe this is accurate, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they've got like an orange and a cherry, and like I can't decide
whether this is orange. And a root beer and a cola.
Yeah. Okay.
Not the gummy ones.
No.
No.
Yeah, okay. Just making sure we're on the same
page. Okay. No, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll get you Dr. Pepper later.
Yeah. And try that out. Yeah.
No, we had pie at my house.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, you did.
So much fucking pie. Mm-hmm. I love watching people who have never been to my party before.
Like me.
The first time they walk into that room. Because they're like, it's a big party where a bunch of people bring pie. And they're like, there's probably going to be like, you know, 8 pies or something like that. And they walk in and there's fucking 30 pies on the table. And every single one is different.
Yeah.
and just watch their eye, and then you start going down the list, and their eyes just get bigger and bigger, and like, yeah, Scotch egg pie over there, and there's a French pork pie over there, and over here we've got a you know, one guy had a pie that had like chicken and pork and beef and turkey, and it was like fucking 8 inches hot tall, and it was this monstrosity, and it tasted really good, and we had your brother made a breakfast pie, and it had bacon and hash browns and breakfast potatoes and biscuit crust and
God
and
damn.
Hand pies and a steak and Guinness pie and cheeseburger pie, and that's just the like savory ones, and then you get into the
forgot my tater tot casserole pie,
which was also really good, by the way.
Yeah, and, slimy.
And just like we have a room where one half of the room is just covered in pies, and their eyes get so fucking big, and it's so good. I love it. But I ate so much.
Oh God, yeah.
Whoa, yeah.
So fucking.
I was here for an hour and I ate too much.
Yeah, Joe and I went from here to a housewarming party, and they were like, hey, you should have some food. And I was like, no, no, I shouldn't. Mm-mm. This is a bad idea.
So the party started at 2, and I think everybody had basically eaten by 3. And everybody went home, and it was getting to be about 7 o'clock. And I look at my wife, and I go, so what are we going to have for dinner? And she just gives me this look.
Get
oh, my God.
No, that's how big our lunch was. Is dinner just didn't fucking happen.
Yeah.
That's fair.
And then Sunday night, we went out to eat. And I went to my favorite Nepalese restaurant and just fucking gorged myself again.
Question about the pies.
Yeah.
Who made the tiny chicken pot pies?
I don't know.
Because I enjoyed all the pies.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember who made those ones.
But the tiny chicken pot pies were... That was exactly what I wanted at that moment.
Mm-hmm. Don't know. I didn't get one of those.
Oh. I didn't either. Then again, it probably had cream, so probably
quite
shouldn't
possibly.
Have had it.
Yeah. Had gravy, so there's a good chance that
yeah often but not always
fair.
Yeah,
I do. So I make,
but yeah, Steve won.
Steve won best savory,
yeah,
and best sweet went to my friend Jess, who had a raspberry lime Thai basil.
I thought it was blueberry.
Blueberry?
I think it was blueberry.
Okay, yeah. No, you're right. It was a blueberry lime Thai basil.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really fucking good. Yeah.
I mean, both of them sound lovely, but blueberry is the more unusual combination for that. I would expect raspberry lime, but blueberry lime, that
worked out really well. And I'm not personally very big on cream pies in general. Pies that are just, you know, fluff. But there was a cinnamon pie, which was like this cinnamon custard, and it was
I'm all about custard.
Amazing,
fucking
brilliant.
I'm sad I missed it.
And my kids made pies.
Yeah, they did.
My children made pies. My son made the pie that they made last year, which was a rainbow pie, and it's basically you take marshmallows and cream and you turn it into this marshmallow sauce, and then you split it up and you get different colors, and then you layer it into the pan so it's rainbows, and then you put Lucky Charms marshmallows on top, and he was really proud of that one. And then,
I wonder where you got those.
Probably not the same place.
And then my daughter conceived of a pie all on her own.
Came to her in a dream.
And like, we tweaked it a little bit because, you know, the way she wanted to do it just really wouldn't work as a pie.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it was absolutely her idea. She, like, had, this is the pie I want to make. But she made a granola bar pie.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've done a pie with a granola crust before, but...
No, like, this was a granola bar.
Huh.
And... What we did is we basically made a cheesecake with ground up granola bar in it and then crushed granola bar on top.
Dang. Wow.
And
yeah.
Really tasty.
I
have some.
A cheesecake is not a pie.
Yeah.
Oh boy. We're gonna and a hot dog is not a sandwich.
We're going to have to dig out those episodes.
In the name.
Here's
starting a disagreement.
Fight. Cheesecake is androgynous. No. Cheesecake, depending on how
cheesecake may or may not have a vagina.
Yes, depending on how it is constructed, it could be a pie or it
androgynous. Doesn't have to be. No, doesn't have to be specific to
andro and gyne, meaning.
You are overthinking this a little too much.
Yeah, you really are.
A little too much. Tiny little bit.
Okay.
Tiny little bit. No, it is entirely down to construction. Huh. That is where I come down on the cheesecake debate, is it is entirely up to construction.
Hmm. If it's round, it's pie. If it's square, it's cake.
If it is a baked cheesecake, it is a cake. If it is one of those freezer cheesecakes, it is a pie.
Okay.
And she made a freezer cheesecake.
All right.
The no bakes.
I accept this.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree with your delineation.
Well, you can disagree.
I understand the delineation.
That's
the
amazing thing about America.
I understand the delineation.
I'm drinking American whiskey. Because America.
America.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Every time I drink this, I hear an eagle's cry. No, that's a red-tailed hawk. Yeah. It has to be much quieter and less impressive to be in.
Get to the chopper.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. What?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what's happening anymore.
No, me neither.
Salsa can't do accents.
Oh, I knew that.
Or,
this
or
doesn't
bird
surprise
calls.
Me.
Yep.
Or
no, that was me just... That was really good scotch.
That was your Muttley impression?
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Were we talking about
pie.
Something? Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, there was a lot of pie. And,
it was real good pie.
It was delicious. And most importantly, we had a lot of good friends over, and everybody had a good time and hung out, and the children went apeshit, and I was somehow able to get my basement ready for guests. even though it was just 2 days earlier, a fucking disaster area.
Did you see the message I left you, Salsa? I left you a message in the dust.
No.
Oh.
Might
well,
still be
gone
there.
Now.
Was it the one on the chest?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that one, and I dusted it.
Aww.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, I did see how the basement was nicely arranged. It looks good. I just want to see
it
here.
No, yeah,
fun,
I worked real fucking hard on the basement, and it is still a disaster area in the walled off areas. Not the walled off, the fenced out, like blocked off areas.
Yeah.
But the areas that aren't blocked off look pretty fucking great.
Yeah, they do.
So that was my weekend is pie.
I mean, that was a large majority of my weekend too, because I was making pies the night before.
What were your pies?
Yeah, I had the tater tot hot dish.
Yes.
Which, I was sad. I tried to get it thick enough to stand just a little bit more, but now it just kind of fell, which is fine.
And that happens.
Yeah. But I had to make my own cream of mushroom because
cream.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose.
If I wanted to eat my own goddamn pie,
you had to have almond of mushroom.
Soy of mushroom, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's good that I did. I would have liked to try that, but it would have destroyed me.
Oh, you can't soy?
I can't soy milk.
Oh. Yeah. Well, with soy creamer, I'm sure that's totally different.
Right.
Soy salsa.
I see what you did there.
Soy pollo de muertes.
I made a pun in Spanish at Pi Day, and I was so happy.
Oh, God.
Yeah?
I was so happy. Because I don't speak Spanish, and I made a Spanish pun.
Okay.
I was super happy.
That's great, Salsa. Tell us more about your pies.
I also made my allergen-free pumpkin.
Yeah, which I did have.
I wasn't happy with the crust this year.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't get to... I think it got over-kneaded, and I didn't get to... there was... Because Joe was helping me with pies.
Blame
and he's
him.
A Well, no, actually, it was my own inattentiveness. Because he's a go.
No, I'm just saying, blame it on him.
No, I'm not going to blame it on him. It's my goddamn pie.
Blame it on him.
No, you blame Canada.
No, you blame it on the rain.
Or that.
Yeah.
So, but he was just needing, and he was going with the needing. And, like, by the time I turned around, it was over Ned. I don't know how, I don't know the past tense of need. Needed. It was over Ned. And I didn't have an opportunity to really, shock it or anything like that. Like, I froze the dough for a bit, but... So yeah, I was unhappy with my dough this year for the pie crust, because I wasn't paying attention. But I think the rest of it turned out fine. I think I baked it the right amount. And then I had s'mores pie. I tried a different chocolate filling this time, and I think I'm happier with it because it's slightly more gooey and less tart. Yeah.
See, I prefer more of the tort than the creamy, gooey pies.
I think I only liked it because s'more. Right? Like, you think of melty chocolate.
Sure.
So the gooiness was a factor.
This is clearly just my own personal
bias. I like a good gooey chess pie, so yeah.
See, I love chess pie. I absolutely love chess pie, but even there, I need it to like thicken and set. Mm. You know, I don't want it to run.
But I wanted to try a different chocolate filling from last year because I don't get me wrong, I prefer a tort too. Mm-hmm. But for the concept,
certainly,
I wanted something a bit more goo.
Certainly.
So yeah, I was not amazed or impressed by any of my pies this year.
Hmm.
I felt they were all serviceable.
I really appreciate I really appreciate the allergen-free pie. I think I have that every single year that you've brought it.
Okay.
You
and, like, one other person, but I like to make sure there's something somebody can eat.
Well, what I like about it, it's a lot of flavor, it's a good texture, and it doesn't make me feel, like, overwhelmingly full. It's actually, like, a really good I like to have, like, two slices of pie before that, and then the pumpkin pie, which makes me feel refreshed, and then
and then you can go back for a second.
Yeah, four or five more slices of pie.
The palate cleanser.
Right. Yeah. Awesome. It makes a really good intermission.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Yay! Well, I'm glad you like it.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure it's you and one other person that eats it every year. But that one person had it. Okay.
I try everything, but that's...
No, but tiny pod pies. Mm-hmm. I love pod pies, and I love tiny things.
Did you
so
bring one?
It was just kind of my fucking jam.
Did you bring
I did not.
Okay. You had the runouts. I
arrived late.
Yeah,
I
know you had places to be, so I couldn't remember if you brought anything or not.
Yeah, also, my kitchen was already fucking destroyed. For other reasons.
Should have seen ours.
I mean, I imagine you've made a ton of fucking
pies. I still
pies.
Need to finish taking care of the kitchen from this weekend.
Yeah. I am slowly working through. We had 15 guests over for the entire weekend.
On a dead man's chest.
Did you... LAN and or party?
Yes.
Yeah.
Both of those things. And we had a bunch of new people, and it turns out that my floor plan is still the best. And that makes me super happy. Everyone had their own space and was comfy.
Banger.
Awesome.
But we have, like, an official LAN mom. One of our friends in the group is super about making a bunch of food for us, and she just wants to hang out and... feed us and
it's an important role.
Abuse the kitchen.
It's a very important role.
That kind of thing. And then my job is to do the dishes and clean up the kitchen before and after.
Somebody needs to be the healer.
Yep. That's been my job, and I want to say 2/3 of the way through as of 2 days after.
Did you make cowboy chili?
We did not this year. No. I know. We made
After all the talking you did.
No, I understand. And the time that we were going to spend with Cowboy Chili, we instead had two different dishes. One of them was homemade shepherd's pie with hand-mashed potatoes, hand-mashed garlic mashed potatoes. And
is
it was
a
lamb and beef shepherd's pie.
So it was a shepherd's cottage pie.
Right. And, like, sautéed vegetables and all of the usual business, and it was so savory and fucking delicious. So, there's that.
Did you serve it with HP sauce?
We didn't have any HP sauce.
Difference between a cottage pie and a shepherd's pie.
No, I had a...
one's made with beef, one's made with lamb.
Yeah.
I had a suitcase of hot sauces, and I understand HP sauce is different...
Suitcase of Hot Sauces is an amazing concept album.
That's definitely an album. That is not a band name, that is an album.
Absolutely. It's the Red Hot Chili Peppers covering the Blues Brothers.
That's really good.
That is why we keep you around. All right.
It's not the same as HP Sauce. Charles has never had HP Sauce, so he doesn't know. But he should.
I'm not familiar with this HP Sauce. What is HP Sauce?
Oh, shit. Oh,
HP sauce is it's a brown sauce made from figs, and it is basically like your steak sauce or your condiment in England.
Yeah,
and it's
your ketchup, it's your barbecue sauce, it's your A1, it's your maple syrup,
and it is like cottage pie. Is the perfect medium for HP.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree. Hmm. Holy shit. Yeah, that is a great idea for next year. But we had that. And then for breakfast, when we would ordinarily be finishing up the Cowboy Stew, we instead had an egg bake dish that was made with chorizo. And a number of other vegetables, and it was fucking great. So I'm not going to tell anybody else the menu when they're making the food, and especially not when we end up with food like that. So
yeah,
all
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the cowboy stew is part of the reason that she decided to cook for us. Because her husband would come home and, like, he would sleep on the couch, I'm sure.
Eric Thompson.
Curse the French.
Bark. He made a chili pie.
Yeah, he did.
I did have that.
Yeah. I'm spoiled. I actually got to have his chili pie before the pie day. Because he had made
it the previous
day. Well, he had made a sample pie. Yeah.
Mm. As one does.
And so, like... He was like, try this. That's what I'm doing for pie day, and then no pie day. But, yeah, it was delicious.
I'm glad we finally got around to doing it.
Me too. Yeah. It was wonderful.
I told my boss that I had a pie day party over the weekend, and he was like, not like a month late. And I'm like, see, this is what I enjoy about you.
No.
This doesn't faze you at all. You're just like, tiny.
You guys don't realize how brilliant it was. My boss noticed this. We had a dyslexic pie day.
I noticed.
It was fourth.
It wasn't you.
I noticed.
Okay. I know a couple other people noticed.
Yeah.
It was backward.
It was 4/13.
Yeah.
That we had the pie day.
Yeah.
It was dyslexic pie day.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So, anyway, who did what else?
That's all I did.
Well, I was at the same housewarming party you were at.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
And so that was a good time. I ended up hanging out in the kitchen most of the night, doing some con shop talk, and then just wandering into other random conversations and mingling
the shit out of that house.
Yeah, it was a good time. Did a little karaoke. I was a little disappointed though. I tried singing the theme song for The Greatest American Hero off of YouTube, and it did not have the whole song. It only had the first 120 seconds.
Aw.
I was very disappointed.
That is sad.
First 80 seconds. It was a minute 20 that it had. It was, and all of a sudden it cut off, and we're all like, what happened?
What? No.
No.
They got to put in ads for McDonald's.
It wasn't even Walmart. The upload was only a minute 20, and the song is like, you know, three. Mm. If you play the full version, I was a little disappointed.
I don't know if I've heard to do karaoke, and
you may not have. Yeah. And so I was a little late to the housewarming because what I did was I got to be for the first time one of the celebrity guests for Match Game at Can Can Wonderland. So that was a good time, and I feel while several of the panelists got good audience reaction, I think I got probably the most vigorous reaction out of the crowd.
Vigorous doesn't necessarily mean good.
Gross. Oh, no.
You chose that word?
I chose that word.
Okay.
So the question for the contestants was like something like Anna the astronaut says, you know, it's not true what they say. You can't really see the Great Wall of China from space. The only man-made object you can see is blank. And my answer was Trump's ego.
Oh.
And I got quite a strong reaction out of the crowd.
It was really good. You're getting kind strong of a visceral answer. Reaction out of me, too.
Strong answer. And so it did not match, but through the game, I did get at least one match with a contestant, and at least a couple of matches with my fellow celebrities.
Good.
So I feel I did an okay job because that was my first time being a celebrity. I've been on stage as one of the contestants before, but I'd never been one of the celebrities, and it's a different beast.
Oh, whoa, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
So, yeah. There were a couple of times where my brain was like, vamp a little bit more, Tim. I need a little bit more. I got something. Good.
Yeah.
And so.
I don't know what that's like at all.
Whatever.
I've done that before, and I just wrote the word blank.
Oh, no. Like, this has happened. And sometimes that's really funny.
I mean, you can't do it for everyone.
No.
But, like, if I literally can't think of anything.
No, the single most responses that anyone got was one of the questions was something about the new health craze, and they've come out with a blank donut, and four of the six of us wrote kale donut in some fashion, but mine was the low fat gluten free kale donut, so I embellished my kale donut. But that was a lot of fun, and then Sunday was the CONCOM meeting, so that was less fun. But you know, that's how that goes.
Getting down to serious business now.
Well, you know, we're really only 3 months away from the con, effectively, in terms of like the planning and getting stuff ready. So it's
Dr. Pepper Pops.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
So you know, as one of the heads of programming, building out the schedule, things are getting really tight. You know, trying to get all the Guest of Honor stuff scheduled now that we're getting all that stuff in and scheduling up some of the other fun stuff we've got. We've got a lot of really fun things that are going to happen this year. I'm very excited. And at the new hotel, there's some new things that are happening just overall that I think are going to make for an even better con experience.
That's right. It's in a new place.
So it's going to be an interesting year insofar as there's going to be some stuff that like, all right, we're going to try this and hope that it works. And other things were like, this is amazing because we finally have this kind of space to do these kinds of things in, and that's going to make it so much easier.
It is a time to build new traditions.
Yes, exactly. And the theme, of course, is reboot. So,
boop, boop.
Yeah.
I should just wear boots.
I get this joke. I should go as Bob.
Oh.
If you go as Bob, can I go as Vincent? Or you're not thinking the same Bob, probably.
Probably not.
Mm.
No.
Mine's an obscure Disney reference.
No, I'm thinking of reboot Bob.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've seen the show. I don't know the show.
I watched kind of a lot of it. It was not good. And the remake of it is really not good. It is spectacularly bad.
All right. Well.
I'm fair certain I saw the original. So
yeah.
But yeah, that was my weekend. Was that?
Yeah.
So yeah, no, it's
well, and we good. Appreciate your service.
I did have another thing I did over the weekend.
Yes.
I filed my taxes.
There you go.
Damn.
Sexy.
Yeah, I adulted like a motherfucker. The thing about me filing my taxes is that I actually pay a hell of a lot of attention so that I don't have to pay in. And I did not have to pay in. So that was me adulting the shit out of that.
Nice.
Yay. That's it. That's all I got.
I'm a slacker and just claim zero all the time. And when I did my taxes this year, unfortunately, while itemizing did net me a little bit, that little bit was like $48. I could have just as easily claimed the standard exemption and not really lost a lot. I was very disappointed because usually it's a considerable difference. And if I hadn't filed all of my nonprofit donation stuff and the like the mileage to meetings and everything else, it might have been a break even. So woof.
Yeah. Right.
Those changes to the tax law really
changed
some stuff.
Like
they're brutal.
I did, there was the exemption stuff, but there's also, having to claim, for self-employment. I always make sure to balance that out as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's really what helped us this year was all the self-employment stuff. And the fact that just having kids really blanks a lot of stuff.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I do not have
the exemptions you get from kids really do a number. So we actually didn't see a huge difference this year.
Yeah.
Anyway, we should take a break.
Let's take a break.
I can break.
All right. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm still Cedius, much to everyone's chagrin.
Yay!
Oh, chagrin.
Cedius is here.
Chagrin, chagrin. La 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 la. Chagrin, chagrin. La 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 la.
Yeah, all right, that happened. Hey, Cedius, what have you been up to?
Well, in addition to going to that same housewarming party and doing Match Game for the first time, I also literally wiped the cobwebs off my rollerblades and went to the roller garden, which I hadn't done in forever.
That sounds fun.
Because
are those
I,
still things?
Yeah, it's still a thing.
Where is the roller garden?
Basically 100 and Lake.
It's out back by the roller shed.
Hmm.
God damn it.
I see what you did there. Took me a second, but I see what you did there.
Anyway, so Lake and
fewer weeds.
more roller hose.
See, I was avoiding the hoeing joke.
And I'm sorry.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
I would like to apologize to roller enthusiasts.
I need to get my rollerblades out too.
So before I went, knowing that they'd been sitting in the garage and literally had cobwebs on, and I cleaned them up, and I also took out a little WD-40 to hit the bearings.
Sure.
I still came home to find that, I took the skates off, rather, not home yet, one of the wheels still was a little hot.
Well.
So I apparently did not let it soak in enough.
Did you turn it down?
In there, yeah.
Yeah. But,
It was so dizzy.
So the ridiculous thing is, I bought new wheels to put on them, knowing that they need
it's
to.
Like a Ferris wheel.
Because first off, the blades are 20 years old. I used to skate a lot on the street, and I've never rotated the wheels, so they really need changing.
Oh, don't, I am.
They so they're pretty rotate worn on one as side.
Yeah, they are.
There's rotating, then there's rotating, James. Yeah.
The other problem, however, is that in order to take the screw out of the axle, you need to have an Allen wrench on both sides, one to hold it in place and the other to actually do the turn.
Right. Yeah.
And I couldn't find my other set. I found the one that's in my bow, so I had one, but I needed two.
Gotcha.
So I need to come up with another Allen wrench on the right hand side. Or I need to just go.
I have two sets. Would you?
I have three and they're in the house somewhere.
Okay.
I just,
as long as you promise not to fucking lose mine.
This is why you shouldn't do it. Unless you're going to come over, I do the thing, and then you take them with you. Probably not the best idea, because my house, I have a pixie infestation, and they run off with small, shiny things.
Yeah. Black hole house, won't you come?
Anyway.
Steal my Elden Rings. Black hole house, won't you come?
Do you see?
Won't you
this come? This is why I have a trophy, Cedius.
Black hole house,
Except that the trophy says you haven't killed anybody yet, and I don't know how you're pulling that off with this is what you have to contend
today
with.
Today so far.
Today so far.
It says today so far.
I understand, yes.
What we used to do is we would go nighttime rollerblading on the U of M campus.
Mm.
Because at nighttime there's nobody there, and U of M campus is a really nice place to go rollerblading.
No, and well, that's where I did a lot of my skating. I used to live in Northeast on 18th and a half in Polk, and so that's not that far from the West Bank. I used to skate in to school.
Oh yeah,
nice.
And then I would skate between the East and West Banks.
We would race across the bridge.
I may or may not have been one of the people responsible for the signs that went up no rollerblading in the buildings, because I used to all the time, and I was fine. I never had problems with people because I knew how to go up and down stairs. You go down backwards so that your heel does not get in the way, because the heel breaks.
You catch the wheel, yeah.
You just have to walk slow enough that you don't slam your heel into the legs in the person in front of you, and it's fine. But there were other people who tried to do it and hadn't figured out how to do that. Part of it is hold the handrail, jackass. It's fine. It's not that difficult. So I had no problem, except for there were a couple of professors who had issues with the fact that since I didn't bring shoes, I only had the blades.
Mm.
Every once in a while, I'd say, okay, I need to air out my feet, and I would take the blades off, and I'd be sitting in the back and away from other people because, I'm not rude.
Yeah. Shit.
But at the same time, some of the profs were like, you have your feet up on the seat again. It's like, yeah, there's no one around me. What do you want? And they're like, so
the chair is melting.
No shoes, no shirts, no service. Yeah.
No education.
No schooling.
We don't need no education. So
see, I would have figured you'd go upstairs sideways the same way that you do on crutches.
I mean, that also
upstairs,
works.
Yes. No, downstairs, though, you want to go.
Oh, up, I just went on normal.
Yeah. He's rather talking about going downstairs.
Well, you could also side either direction,
right.
But then if you turn sideways, you look funnier. I mean, admittedly, walking downstairs backwards also looks kind of funny.
I was about to say.
If you're on rollerblades, honey, looking weird is not your first concern.
If you're me, looking weird is not my first concern because it's every day.
Okay.
I mean, I know who I am. But no, I hadn't had them out in a really long time. In fact, I think the last time I had them out was skating at the Metrodome. Which,
that was a good time.
It was.
Oh, yeah.
But it also gives a time frame of when the last time it possibly could have been. And it's been longer than that because it's not like it was there on the last day.
Right.
So it's been some long while since I had the rollerblades out anyway. So getting out on the boards again was nice. But because it had been so long, I did have that moment of, so it is like riding a bicycle, but there's that moment just when you start, then like, oh, right, I remember how this works, right?
And then I'm probably much better at these than I am.
Now, fortunately, I got there right away, so there was no one on the floor yet, except for the people who were working and were doing the roller guard thing. And as it turns out, one of the people who's there, I don't know if she's like paid staff or she's just, because I know she derbies.
Rad.
And has done some other like acrobatic stuff.
Your eyes just lit up. Derby?
It's so Derby. Fucking cool.
Yeah.
Derby is fun.
Derby is fun.
That I wasn't sure that I knew who this person was when we were standing in line to get in, and then we got inside and like I was watching her skate and I'm like, okay, now I'm pretty sure that's who it is. So I caught her later as we were in passing and I'm like, are you this person? And she said, Yes, I am. And like that party that was for this person. I'm being vague on for reasons.
No,
and
fair.
She's like, right. Oh yeah. How you doing? And so we had a quick little conversation. She did remember vaguely who I was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the reason that we had only vaguely kept up with each other is she had gone through a serious life change just after we had met and had a whole separate Facebook profile than the one that I had friended, and I didn't know about it. So we have now reconnected.
Yeah,
and
that was actually her like the most drastic way ever to not have to talk to you. God. Guess I'm going to need a new Facebook profile.
I mean, except that it's still public and I could have found it, so I mean...
Yeah, but that's still pretty high-level ghosting.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
That's like StarCraft.
But to be fair, we'd only had like maybe 2 weeks of conversation before. Right. I mean, we kind of ghosted around anyway. And this was almost a decade ago. But, it was fun. And like I said, she does acrobatic stuff. And since, I'm friends with other people who do that, and I like to go to the Minsky and other stages that do, Is it Lyra or Lyra? I never can remember. Is it Lyra?
Lyra.
Lyra. Yeah, Lyra. Lyra, and then, Lyra. You know, pole stuff and other stuff. Like, you know,
Lyra.
Good floor Lyra. Stuff. I enjoy watching those shows. So I'm glad to reconnect so then I can see what she's up to and nice. Maybe go to her, some of her stuff. So that was a lot of fun, too.
Cool. I think you probably have a much better handle on it than I do.
I have no idea. I'm making things up at this point.
I'm a little concerned right now because I've been doing so much ice skating over the past few years that getting on rollerblades...
Blades, I think you'll probably be fine. Skates would destroy you.
Certainly.
Because that was my problem.
But the actual skating, no problem. Stopping.
Mm.
I would wonder how much I would try to hockey stop and suddenly...
You can hockey stop in blades. It's just a little trickier.
A little difficult. And I'm only so-so on hockey stopping in skates. But that's my default now.
Yeah. No, to be fair, I mostly just do the drag 1 foot. I mean, I can heel stop, but because I have used my blades on the road so much on boards, I try not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm worried that as much as I try to pick out any like small pebbles or whatever that get embedded,
yeah, right.
I don't want to do that to the wood floors. Mm-hmm. Which is another reason why I'm thinking maybe I just need to get new skates entirely, because the ones I have are a little beat up.
Hmm.
But they're a good solid plastic boot.
Yeah.
And while I'm getting back into it, having that much support on my ankle is going to be nice. But I would probably like something with a little bit more give once I get used to it again.
Mine are the same. They're the solid plastic.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
I don't know
like
if
a
I...
skiing boot thing.
Yeah, mine are some good old Rydell boots.
I think the last ones I had were like size 11, and they're not... That shit isn't going to work.
I think I still have some boot skates, but... Boot blades? Roller boots.
Razor sharp knife attached to the foot.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind doing that around here, but there's no flat. Like, I live in kind of hilly areas.
Yeah, you
here.
Do.
How level is the park that's not?
It's not.
Very, I feel like that's just added excitement.
In fact, I used to. I've biked from like my previous place of residence. Here a couple of times, and that's it's all hill.
Okay.
No matter which direction.
Are you talking about the parkway here?
Oh no, I was talking about the park that's like a few blocks down on Cedar.
No, that's no good. But the parkway over here,
okay,
is not too bad.
Hmm.
Mm.
I just have to get to it, which is a hill away. I know, right?
God.
All right.
Times are
tough.
All right.
What about going around the lake?
You could bike. There's one right up down there, and then.
No.
Skate next to your bike.
I hate biking.
You know, your story about biking on the blading on the U campus reminded me of when I worked at the U.
Mm.
I used to.
This asshole kept going up and down stairs.
I know. Fucking finally, I had to report him so we could get some signs up in those buildings.
Shit.
But no.
If nothing else, I'm an example to others of what not to do.
I love the idea that your feud has been ongoing, unbeknownst.
Jenna, we're fighting now.
Oh, again?
Still.
Since like, what, 17 years ago?
College.
Yeah. How old is Jessa? Subtract 6 months?
Yeah, so 18 years now.
Yeah.
Good.
God damn.
Mm. Anyway. No, but when I worked at the U campus, that was from 2008 to 2012. And in 2011, they introduced the Nice Ride.
Hmm.
Also in 2011, they basically closed Washington so that they could put in light rail stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the buses no longer went to Kauffman Union.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked right behind Kauffman Union. So I had two options. I could either get off on the West Bank, or I could get off over in Dinkytown.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would have to just walk my ass over.
Yeah.
I could still cross the Washington Bridge. Mm-hmm. But they had the Nice Ride stations, and there was one right over by Kauffman, and there was one at each of the bus stops that I could have taken. So like on the way to work, I would get off on the West Bank, bike over to Kauffman on a Nice Ride, park it, go to work, come out, take a Nice Ride up to Dinkytown so that I could be one of the earlier people on the express bus so that I could get a better seat, and then take that on the way back. And it was pretty swank. I really liked it.
That seems awesome.
It was not as cool in the winter, but you know.
Whew.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Oh
my god, I can bike.
Yeah. And they've got, I love the Nice Ride system.
Hmm.
Like, it's real handy because you don't have to maintain the bikes.
Mm-hmm.
They're hella cheap for renting.
Yeah.
And, like, they're fairly conveniently located. So.
Yeah, I see them around a lot of places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a bike that I bought just before I moved to my house, and where I was, I had places I could go on my bike on a regular, and it made sense for me to have a bike. Now where I'm at, I have nowhere. I have bikes to work a number of times across the years that I've worked where I work, but I'm not in condition where I could do that anytime now.
Hmm.
But I'm hoping by midsummer maybe I'll be there if I get my gym habit back in order.
Sure.
The real trick, though, of course, is that it being Minnesota, you can never trust whether the morning's weather will hold until the afternoon so that you've got biking weather both directions.
Right. Yeah. Because
that was my big problem last year, is looking at the weather report, I could have done either the morning or the afternoon, but not both.
Right.
And so, because very few days was the weather clear for both. I think I biked twice last year.
Last year, I was biking for working overnights. So I fully understand. Just come out in the morning and everything's fucking soaked. But
Nice Ride.
Seems like a really good plan.
It's pretty good. I doubt there's any that go down into your area, but I'm pretty sure like once summer hits, we'll have a decent chunk of them.
I also have a bike
in my hood. Well then, what's your problem? Get on that.
Get on your bike and ride?
Lazy?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that makes sense.
Actually, I've just been walking it because there's been a lot of snow and a lot of ice and stuff.
Yeah. So.
And then, of course, the other fun thing that I've got coming up soon, not this weekend, but next weekend, is Omega Spring, which is OmegaCon, but in the spring, where OmegaCon is the fall thing. So basically, what the OmegaCon cons are, it was a relaxicon that kind of grew out of the convergence. People wanted to have a place.
I went to one and never went back. It's not my thing.
No, I mean, that's fine.
Too much relaxing.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with myself.
Yep. Like, you chill out in your PJs, drink, and play board games.
Yep.
And there's no part of this plan I don't like.
Yeah, it seems like my kind of jam.
Except, admittedly, a lot of the board games they play are not the board games.
For the rest of the time.
No, I mean that.
Apparently, if you're Jenna, you inventory the suite.
You drink more.
And drink more, yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, they have party rooms?
There's a party in my room if you want to get in a hot tub and chill for a while.
They have a consuite, like, room. Or at least they did when I was there. And that's what I ended up doing.
And there's a bar.
Do they have shows?
I mean, there's occasional programming. I mean, one of my other friends in the ConCom has discovered that there is an archery range nearby.
Oh,
and so a small handful of us on Saturday afternoon pile in her van and go over to there and shoot our bows for an hour.
Nice.
I think I'm with Jenna on this.
Yeah.
It sounds awful.
No, I think I get this.
James, you would love this.
Oh, yeah.
Salsa, you would go crazy because you're not doing anything and there's people.
Yeah, this is the worst of everything.
Well, the people can be avoided, as I prove, because I hang out in my room an awful lot. It's, for me, it's basically getting out of town and away from things and not having any like responsibilities for a weekend. And then playing Salad Bowl in the evenings, because I really enjoy that game.
That's fair.
And then I'll like play one or two other games with a few other people. I mean, basically, it's my chance to hang out with the sweeps.
And Chris
Vanderkamp and a few other people.
Like crafting and stuff.
There's a lot of crafty people to get together and do things. Sadly, something that doesn't exist.
Of people's hair.
In spring.
That's cute.
And it hasn't even happened in fall for a while. One of the things in the early years of OmegaCon, when it was just in fall, was, I want to say it was Saturday evening, maybe it was Friday evening, would be pretty playtime.
Saturday.
Yeah, and so Jennifer Klump and Wendy Bowlesby were generally the two leaders of this, and they would bring all of their nail polish and a whole bunch of like hair doodads.
Yep.
And they would like just, and Wendy loved to do stuff with my longer hair, and so Wendy would just make me look ridiculous.
Yep.
Aww. Well, okay, this more ridiculous.
More ridiculous. Yeah. Okay.
This does sound a little
with pipe
bit
cleaners
fun.
And bows. Yes. And this, yeah. A little eyeliner.
This part does kind of sound fun.
Yeah,
but
the rest of it,
there was a lot of doing nothing for me, which
and like, there's a fire pit and there's some other stuff. So I mean, yeah, if you're,
I think the year I went, it was too cold for this.
That has happened occasionally.
Yeah, I was just like, well, there's snow on the ground and fuck that noise.
The great thing about spring, and since the snow should be clear in Siren as well as it is
you
here,
you said that out loud, you son of a bitch. You have jinxed
don't you
everything.
Do this
because
if
I'm a god of chaos.
That
it works
was
for
a
me.
Thing.
That there is the mini golf course across the parking lot that is now owned by the hotel. And so in spring, we generally go over in our pajamas and play mini golf. And the timing is often the case that we will be there with the high school kids going to prom.
Yes.
So you will see people in prom attire and people in pajamas playing putt-putt. Yes.
Stay in school, kids. This could be you.
And oftentimes, because we think it's hilarious, some of us will pair up with the prom people, and so that it's prom people and pajamas at not just groups of one or the other.
Oh, playing mini golf.
Playing mini golf.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
I was about to say.
No, they just steal each other's prom dates.
Well, I was just about to say, we've got some 30-somethings drunk and in pajamas hanging out with the high schoolers.
Yeah.
It is Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay.
No, we're all playing putt-putt. It's fine.
Yeah, I had a date like that once.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is phrasing still a thing?
Yeah. No.
Phrasing is always the thing.
Yeah, it sounds terrible.
I know.
No. There's a number of people who have gone and it's like, hey, this ain't my jam, and they don't go. And that's
and
not your thing.
Yeah, I did that. And I went specifically to help with a situation. So, like, that was a thing. And I did. And then I inventoried, like, everything. I inventoried the shit out of the con.
Seems right.
And it was
to
like,
do something.
Here, Pat, have a spreadsheet. Okay, I'm out.
Like, and it's been helpful. I mean,
oh, good.
Yeah. So,
it still exists?
I mean, it's had to be reset, but
sure.
The concept of having it and the helpfulness that it was for the year or two that yours survived as it was.
Excellent.
Was good, and then, you know, enough things changed. The inventory was now.
I was going to be shocked.
Yeah,
and then they hung your jersey.
But I think I just found your motto.
But what? We do have.
When in doubt, spreadsheet it.
Yeah.
but we do have active spreadsheets for two different inventories within OmegaCon.
Nice.
And they've existed more or less since then, is my understanding. So. Yeah.
Excellent. Yay, I'm helpful.
Other people have had to take them over, obviously.
I have left my mark.
Yes.
I've left
But no,
my
a lot of the board games that get played there, it takes you half an hour to understand the rules and then, you know, 2 hours to play, and that's not my game. I like a game that's a half an hour in and out. So I'm like, you know, you're going to play a game of Flux? I'm in.
Yeah.
You're going to play Codenames? I'm in.
Yeah.
Santorini? I'm in. Battlestar Galactica, I'll watch for a little while.
A
maybe.
Dear friend was interested in playing Arkham Horror, and I was like, "Oh, cool! You like playing Arkham Horror?" He's like, "No, it's my first time. I'm going to bring my girlfriend." And I was like,
"No, that just extended the game by an hour."
Well,
oh god,
see,
maybe someday.
I enjoy
Mysterium is about the longest game I'll play.
I definitely enjoy a good game of like Small World.
Yeah,
but. Give me a like Twilight Imperium campaign,
Jesus,
or a game of Axis and Allies, and I'm pretty happy.
See, the closest I can get to that is Risk and Stratego. I can't take anything longer than those.
I used to
Ticket to Ride is.
Yeah,
I'm not
as long as I can go.
I'm not a trains person. Those Eurorail games. I'm out.
It's Settlers of Catan with less things.
I'm also
about.
Don't
I'll
Settlers.
Oh well, never mind then.
I love trains.
Generally,
heard that about you?
So hold on.
If the game has meeple, I probably don't play.
So your beef with the game is not the mechanics, but the fact that the MacGuffin is trained.
No, I don't like the mechanics either. But
okay.
What about the meeple game Lords of Waterdeep?
Again, unless I'm playing with people who like really know the game, it's just too long.
Huh? What about J'accuse?
This is America. The man's name is Jack Hughes.
God damn it.
Wilbur P. Pig? What? I... Right. Deep cut.
All right.
Isn't that an Acme Acres?
No.
Oh, no, no, no. That's...
That's Honeytown.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm.
The P stands for pig.
Yes.
But yeah, no, I
it was Orson that was on.
Yeah, it was Orson. Yes, but no, I like I said, I go to OmegaCon one because I've been to every OmegaCon. I was accidentally at the very first one, and now I am one of a small handful, which is going to get smaller this year because Tim Wick is not going.
Nope. Like gasp,
because his schedule is too busy that weekend to justify going down and then going back.
Weird.
And then going down. Yep. And then going back and then going down and going
and
back.
And he's super sad about this.
Yeah,
too.
He is. And so I think it's down to like me, Perrin, Pat, and like two other people. Because so I think there were six
that's
of
the
us.
The whole con.
And now, well, no, that's those of us who have been every one of them.
Actually, that sounds like kind of a kick-ass con.
No, we do take over the entire hotel, which is not particularly big.
And it's like, only, yeah, but it's kind of lodgy.
It is a lodge.
It's
yeah.
Nice. It's a lodge hotel. Like it's got all this wood coziness thing going on. So I mean, it's nice. It's
and all the taxidermy and outboard motors.
Oh God! And that oh my God!
Oh,
is
Jesus.
there was a derp deer?
The derp deer, I believe, is still there.
Yes. No, it is a deer head. A deer head that just has the derpiest look on its face. It's a derp deer.
It's a derp deer, and there
I
is
remember that.
There is a. Painting that is right by the elevator that is of an indigenous man that has a look when, you know, in the painting is like he's just this dude looking at you with this like hey kind of look, and we often put thought bubble post-its on him, and sometimes they're very pointed in jokes for the con, and they run all weekend long, and it's quite amusing to see the stuff going on, and the hotel is completely down
surprise.
With us. So yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a little clicky because it is a lot of like subgroups from the con go, and then like, there's a lot of subgroups of friends that go.
See,
but
my problem is when I was in high school,
so many things.
Right, but when I was in high school, I would just look for the table that had nerds in it to know where I was supposed to sit. I don't know what the fuck I would do if I went to this con.
Sit anywhere. find a game you want to watch or join, and you just do.
Yeah.
Because the nice thing is there's a lot of those kind of games that are like you just like, walk in and you pick up some cards and you can play like the voting game or
sure.
Super Fight or Pitch Storm. You know, you just kind of walk in and just start
50
playing.
Hours of Werewolf.
I mean, there's werewolf decks. I mean, there's you know.
Yeah.
Sure.
So yeah, no, it's. I don't play a lot of games. I go I go for Salad Bowl and to have some time away and to see the people that go to OmegaCon because sometimes it's so fun.
Is there a group of people that go there and just play Magic for the entire fucking time?
Fuck. No, but last year there was someone who did organize a little...
tournament?
Yeah, a tournament, but I'm trying to think of the specific terms. Basically, you're given the booster and like a cup, or a deck and two boosters, and it's like
blind
draft draw.
The blind draft.
Yeah, it's a blind draft. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So the blind draft of several packs, and there was like 8 or 9 of us who played. It was a lot of fun. I hadn't played Magic in forever, and so all the expansions, save one that were there, they were completely unfamiliar cards to me.
I got real salty against Magic. When I was in college, because we had the gaming society, and I loved it because it was the fucking gaming society. We would have our weekly meetings, and the meeting was go and play a fucking board game, or somebody would put together a one-off D&D or GURPS campaign or something like that.
GURPS,
and it was fun because you'd show up and somebody would bring a game and you'd play a fucking game. It was a
great
time.
Geeks bearing rifts.
And then there were the people who showed up.
That's such a pretty
every
boy.
Every week, sat at a table in the corner and played Magic the entire time, and they were the last ones to leave, and inevitably that Magic game would end up in a dorm room where they would continue to play Magic. And I just was like, you guys...
It is a cult.
It's the closest thing to out that they get.
No, I was just like, you've got all of these new games you can try out here. You can play this anytime.
Well... The seriously playing Magic, though, it is a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle.
No, people go to Baskin Robbins for the vanilla every time.
Yeah. And this is early 2000s when the game was really big. So.
Yeah, no, that's about the time I got out. Mm-hmm. And then
it became too popular for you?
No.
You were playing Magic before it was cool.
I mean, on one level, that's not a completely inaccurate statement, because part of my issue with where Magic went was they started printing the rules for the ability of the card on the card every time, rather than just having the rule book that said first strike means you deal your damage first. Instead, now the card says first strike in parentheses you deal your damage first in parentheses, and I'm like,
okay,
we're geeks, this is the geeks game, you say it's first strike and you just know what first strike is, or you don't. And if you're a geek and you want to play, you learn what it is, you remember what it is, and then you play. You don't need the rules on every card. And so it was dumbing down the game, and it was pissing me off.
Yeah. The mechanics were identical. It was just merely the color flavor text on the card.
Yep.
Okay.
Whatever, mister. I don't like to have fun.
I fucking love having fun, as long as it doesn't involve a lot of other people.
It's
a very specific idea.
At the same time that was happening, I was going to college, and my disposable income had gone down considerably. Yeah.
That was the other thing that turned me off to that game right away.
Yeah, and so basically, as I said, it's Magic is half cult, and it's a lifestyle choice. If you play Magic,
I wish I remember what it was called, but I was listening to this fascinating podcast about...
Wasn't this one?
No. About Magic and how, because so many games of that style, you start to, in order to continue to turn a profit, you make, you know, more powerful cards, and you make these exclusive cards, and you make the rare cards, and blah blah blah, and pretty soon, you know, and then the Black Lotus fucking thing happened,
right?
And it was just this huge thing.
And but in the meantime, people discover all of these game-breaking things,
exactly. And suddenly, you've got a game that just becomes unsustainable, because how are you going to continue to expand it? And how they overcame that, and how they went with generations of cards and stuff to kind of level the playing fields and for tournaments. It was really fascinating listening to them. Like, they were talking about the math. Like how they were able to, like, mathematically do algorithms.
I heard mathematically.
You're not.
And I was.
I mean, that happened too.
It is pretty addictive.
There we go.
But it got really nerdy about how Magic avoided the pitfalls that so many other similar card games did, where they eventually became unsustainable and collapsed.
Yeah,
and how it kind of became something that could be sustainable long term. And it was really fascinating. I wish I could remember, and I feel now I've just told everybody about
if
this
you
podcast they can't
remember it
to.
I'm sure you'll put it in show notes.
I'm sure I will, but I don't remember.
For me, I was playing Magic for a little while when I had an allowance, and then later joined a frat, and then my money was beer money.
I just have such a hard time thinking of it as a kid.
I played a few games because some friends were playing it, and this was back in the mid-90s.
Yeah.
I know you two youngsters don't understand, but...
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I was there. You don't know.
You don't know, man. But yeah, like, I played a few hands, and I was like, cool, I understand it, but I just didn't feel the need to get into it.
Yeah, fair.
Because it's an investment. Yeah. And I have other things that I need to invest my time into, like spreadsheets.
Well, yeah.
No, I gave up baseball cards for Magic for a little while. There is basically what it boiled down to. And then I gave up Magic for adult life.
For booze?
The thing is,
booze was a strong part of that for a while too, because I ran some pretty interesting parties there for a bit.
Yeah.
There are things that I super love about Magic as a card game, and it's the same things that I love about a lot of other CCGs. But having the disposable income for it and having the patience to constantly comb new shit in order to build a more effective deck and a different win condition or a better win condition, all of that shit.
Yeah.
I just don't have the same degree of fascination that that requires. As much as I love it, and I do.
Yeah, if I didn't have other things going on and could dedicate the time to doing that, I think I would still enjoy it, but I have an addictive, compulsive personality when it comes to collecting things and trying to figure out the math of things. So,
nerd.
I mean, I know, right?
Hell you say.
So, the game screamed me back in the day,
I've
and
seen
and
your
still
Lego
would,
Dimensions
but,
collection.
Yes, you have. It might be every
not
set from season one. Yeah.
Both.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So...
Poor K, no los both.
Okay, if I, okay.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
So.
But yeah.
Yay!
So that's fun. Should we take a break?
I like breaks.
Sure.
Sure, okay. We can do that.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Yeah, no, yeah. I was done being... the center of attention, because I'm not comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Welcome you back to being
really
the center of attention, CDS. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm the center of attention.
As you people who know who CDS is and what he does will know that over the next few weeks, I'm sure we will be consuming significant amounts of delicious scotch. I haven't even looked in the box to see what he had.
There's a few.
What's
more
in
there.
The box, CDS?
Oh shit!
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
What hath CDS wrought?
Oh.
Ooh.
It's not coffee.
No.
Oh,
we
I
get
do
our coffee,
love coffee though.
Yeah, as much as CDS is a great bringer of delicious imbibables,
who would you recommend?
Coffee is
coffee?
Not one of those.
True Stone is the bringer of coffee.
Yes. True Stone is the bringer of coffee.
So if you go to truestonecoffee.com and fill your shopping basket with delicious coffees, comfy t-shirts and hats, and beautiful glassware.
Which is really easy to do because that's what they have.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like all in the one place?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
So fill your cart with those things, and then if you use a promo code, you can get 10% off. What was that promo code?
I believe it's Scotch.
Mm-hmm. No.
The hell you say.
Well, I mean, I do say on my show.
For Wanna. Your show.
Because yeah, for your show, it's apropos.
No, for
I
my
believe
show.
You mean apropos.
Yes!
I see where this is going, and I feel like I did not necessarily play into this as well as I could have.
Welcome to the podcast.
So if you use the promo code, assume the board.
Oh, God.
I mean...
Actually, I don't think that is one anymore.
Not anymore? Do you think they cut that one finally?
We'll find
I
out.
I think they did. Yeah. No.
Shit. Either way, you can get 10% off your order, and of course you want that.
Convergence 2016.
Jesus
because
Christ.
Not only does that, give you more money in your pocket to buy more coffee or do other things like buy magic
it games
also
gives
or whatever.
Us coffee
it also yeah it lets them know that you're listening to us and that we are worth giving coffee to.
I think
that's good.
I did find out at one point that they were stackable once upon a time.
They no longer are.
No,
they no longer
are. No. I may have
broken that.
Really just tested as many as possible.
I tested it once, saw that it was possible, and then undid it down to just a single one because I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, exactly. So
I didn't want to let them know it was broken.
But for the record,
apropos,
I did use my code
cool.
Scotch because it's easier to spell.
Scotch is easier to spell.
So if you are a lesser intelligence, use Scotch. However,
whoa.
If you are more sophisticated and know how to spell
I really
words,
feel like you flipped this one around.
I feel like
Scotch is the more sophisticated
The Scotch itself is the more sophisticated thing, and therefore the promo code has to be simpler. So it's to strike balance. See,
I think what you mean is that your podcast is more heavily alcohol-based somehow.
So use the promo
podcast.
Code high five guys.
Okay.
Not for lack of trying. Jesus.
Traitor. We're fighting now.
So use either the promo code apropos,
which of course you do,
or
scotch
apropos.
Yes.
Jesus. Fuck.
All right. And get 10% off your order.
Well fucking played.
At truestonecoffee.com.
I'm going to take my scotch and go home now.
Fresh roast cool beans. Hey.
Hey, Salsa.
Who's got a shout out?
Are we going to do shout outs now?
We totally can.
All right, we should do shout outs.
I don't have one. I just felt like we
All right, while you are thinking about it, I will do a shout out. I will do a shout out to the Roller Garden for still fucking existing.
Yeah.
Because I actually kind of grew up in a roller rink because my parents met being roller guards at a roller rink, and so I learned to skate immediately after learning how to walk.
Oh, wow.
So jeez. I am as comfortable with wheels on my feet as not, or at least I had been when I was skating regularly. Yeah. So all through, like, even college, like, I was on blades at least once a week.
Upstairs, downstairs, and all around the house?
Yeah. So I made the switch from skates to blades around about age 10 or 11. And all of a sudden, I could ice skate, where before because I was having a hard time ice skating. Well, because the ice skating and the rollerblading, much more similar motion.
Sure.
But I can't do the four-wheel in square pattern skates anymore. But no, I'm grateful that there's still a roller rink around to be able to go to, because you can't always skate outside in Minnesota, and having a place to get on the boards is good. So. Yeah.
I've got a shout out.
Yes.
Technical support.
Oh yeah.
Those poor bastards, and some of them may exist or have existed in the vicinity here.
All of us.
Right. That's kind of what I was getting at. Yep. Yeah. But I'm one of the projects that I'm working on right now is trying to reduce ticket turnaround time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've got tickets that are open for like 23 days. I'm just like, no, that's not happening. It's not actually with our company, it's with a vendor. So I'm working with the vendor to help them kind of troubleshoot where they're...
23 days being a problem? Oh, that's quaint.
Salsa doesn't even look at the tickets until they're 23 days old. he waits for them to mature.
And it depends on, you know, severity and things like that. And
I've got a couple that are in the 300s right now.
Jeez.
You know, back when I worked there, I had a project wherein I went through 800 fucking tickets and brought that number down to just under 200.
No, the thing is those 300-day-old tickets are things that are so low priority that they're just never going to get done.
Yeah. Well, we're looking to have a close time for every ticket, whether that gets moved on into a project proper, whether that gets moved on into a backlog of some sort somewhere. Like that's our goal. So I'm working on this process. But one of the solutions that came up in a group of uppity ups was, well, can't they just get it done faster? And I was like, don't fucking no. No. Hey, this is not...
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Maybe if we just go faster.
This reminds me of a comment that I recently made.
So my point is, dear tech support, I am sorry about the uppity ups.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the fuck out of everything you do. Because I've been there. We've all been there. And fucking A, the last thing you need is some uppity-up telling you you're not solving things fast enough because your customer on the other line just doesn't understand how email works. Like, yeah. So this one's to you, tech support.
I'm going to make a shout-out to restaurants that are totally unprepared for... but incredibly willing to accept large groups of people.
Amen.
Agreed. Yeah.
Because, like, right now I'm involved in more than one show, and people just fucking like walk next door to the brewery, or they, you know, go to the nearby restaurant, or the entire fucking LAN party just descends like a swarm of locusts on con.
Really tired locusts.
Mongolian barbecue. Yeah, and it's and whatever it is, the people at those restaurants, and I've worked at restaurants before, and I know how difficult that can be, making sure that everybody's drinks are topped off and all of that shit. Like, thank you. Thank you. And I hope that you receive both fiscal and emotional recognition.
As somebody who does do that, though, tip well.
Oh, yeah. God, yes.
When you do drop into some place, tip well.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
If they do a good job.
If they do an average job, but there's an
still
above...
Still tip well.
If they do an average job and there's above average amount of you, tip well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Tip above average. You're the one tipping the scales there, buddy. tipping the
back when I was
scales.
In high school.
I didn't mean that.
Back when
happened.
I was in high school,
No, wait, we need you. You own the podcast.
Oh, that's right.
Back when I was in high school, I went to this summer camp for FFA, Future Farmers of America. And, yeah, I know. It was a different time. And,
the 1800s?
We were in the Black Hills of South Dakota.
So okay. Accurate.
So and, the 1950s. Yeah. Okay.
But we one morning we were like, we're going to go into town for breakfast. And sure. So we all piled into cars and we went into town for breakfast. And basically breakfast happened and my food never came.
Oh.
Yeah.
And like people were getting up and paying and leaving because they were done eating and we were going to head back to camp. So I just I stood up and I walked out. And apparently like 2 minutes after I left, my food came.
Aww.
And the like waitress was apparently like chewing out one of my friends and yelling at them for like bringing this big group of people in with no warning, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, you know, have you ever had to do something like this? And he just, like, he fucking puffs up and he goes, yes, I have. And he walks out. And just, fucking, that was the end of it.
God.
I've had waitstaff be like, hey, low-key, next time, could you
and
send a raven ahead of your...
I do get it. Yeah. Call ahead. Give us half an hour.
Just march from the wall, could you?
I absolutely understand that. I get it.
Yeah.
But yeah. There's a difference though.
Don't be a dick about it though. Yeah,
right.
Like if it happens. Agreed. And sometimes these things just happen.
Absolutely. But be honest about it.
Sometimes you can't prepare for that.
Yeah. Be honest about it. Be upfront. Just say shit happened. We were not ready for you. We've got one cook in the back.
Well, no, but so, I also mean like as far as the showing up at a restaurant. Sometimes you don't know that's happening until it's fucking happening.
Absolutely.
So, like the expectation on both sides should be everybody's doing the best that they can.
And we didn't know where we were going.
Right.
We just went into town and went, that looks like a good spot.
Yeah. So exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this was an age before cell phones when dinosaurs were on the earth.
This absolutely was.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what about you, Salsa?
I am going to give a shout out to Pi.
Yes.
I know, right? Big surprise. Pie is so fucking versatile.
It really is.
I love the sheer variety that the word pie encompasses. Like, it can be a dessert with fruit, or it can be this savory meal with meat and potatoes and vegetables.
Mm-hmm. And fruit.
Or it can be something that is round and baked in a pan, or it can be something that you hold in your hand. It's the sheer breadth and scope of what the word pie encompasses is amazing, and I love it. I love it. This is why, for me, pie wins over cake any day of the week. Because with the... Even if you're going purely by the... You know, what pops into your head when you think pie, which is like an apple pie. even that, even if you're just going with something like that, it still beats cake. But when you add all the other shit that pie can do, the cake can't do.
Meat.
Fucking. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Meat cake.
Meat cake doesn't sound good.
It's called meatloaf.
I don't know.
And then it's a loaf. It's not a cake.
It's got meat.
Well, the way I bake it, it's maybe a little cake-like, but.
But it's still a loaf.
I'm going to go with Joey Tribbiani's review of the truffle that was mixed with the shepherd's pie. Beef, good. Dessert, good.
What?
Yeah. So pie. You're giving a shout out to pie.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Okay. Your reaction is not dissimilar to others that James has seen.
Huh?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
CDs.
Sure.
I went first.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Did you? James has completely fucked my head, so I don't...
I noticed that.
I'm surprised by any of this.
So I'm going to give a shout out to James for fucking your head.
I'm going to give a shout out to CDs for calling you on that.
I feel comfortable with that.
Okay.
I'm gonna
Fess five.
I'm gonna apologize to Jenna for all the times I've interrupted her tonight.
Oh my god, so many, and I haven't even called you out on all of them. Hearts.
I've been trying really hard not to, but I think I've done it like once or twice.
Once. As of 9:30 this morning, today's Fast Five comes to us from fucking no one.
Aww.
But thankfully, at 9:40 this morning, somebody saved us from the almost inevitable disaster.
I believe I received a message about this.
Was it Mav?
From Mav.
Yes!
Yay!
Victorious.
I get to participate in the Mav Fast Five.
Yes,
I am happy now.
So yeah, we.
So we're empty again.
We are empty again after this. What this absolutely came in this morning, and I thought.
I've received a promise from Mav.
Uh-oh.
For additional...
Was there a ring involved? Ring?
Yeah.
Fast. Oh, if only. If only he would make an honest fuff out of me.
It was a rubber ring that went...
No one can make an honest fuff out of you. Oh, I understand this.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Mav says...
Oh?
Greetings, fellow bipeds.
Woo.
Oh, that's me.
I hope you're good.
On a good day.
I hope you are well. And this almost spring is a fun and adventurous one for you so far. So this little voice in my head suggested you may be in need of another Fast Five. Mm. Okay, so the voice was salsa, and it wasn't really in my head, it was in my ear. Via my headphones.
Gross.
Via the Still AON gross. Podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
To be honest, it was a little difficult to pick out what exactly Salsa was asking. I mean, sometimes I have difficulty understanding colorblind people when they get excited and start talking fast.
Shit, man.
I'm going to read that again. Because I got excited and started talking
fast. Yeah, read it slowly.
To be honest... It was a little difficult to pick out what exactly Salsa was asking. I sometimes have difficulty understanding colorblind people.
Kirking the shit out of
when they get all excited and start talking fast.
Mm.
I had to listen to it a couple times. Moving on. As requested, another Fast Five for you all to ponder and debate.
Ooh.
As per the norm, no theme, no direction.
Fuck.
Just good old-fashioned randomness from your friendly neighborhood imposter. Or rather, apriposter.
Ooh.
I see what he did there.
Yeah.
Strap all yourselves right. in. Strap in, James, not strap on.
I was confused for a
moment. Yeah, I saw that look in your eyes.
I'm buckling up.
Here we go. Question number one.
Yeah.
Beginning or end?
Beginning.
I'm assuming that this is whether or not you like read the end of a mystery or not, or if you just start at the beginning, and I'm going with beginning.
Yeah, then I'd go with the beginning.
I like the start of most things. I don't. I get sad with endings.
Happy ending. Is egg roll.
I save my dessert for the end.
No, I'll eat my dessert first.
No. Life is uncertain. Who knows what'll happen? Eat dessert
eat
first.
Eat dessert first. Yeah.
I don't remember the movie. It was an old black and white movie, I think. But the guy was saying, "I'm such a pessimist, I read the last page of a novel first in case I die before it ends, so I know how it ended."
Jesus Christ.
I'm going with end.
I'm going with beginning.
All right.
I love the smell of a fresh new project.
Fair.
Yeah. Mm.
Sticking with end, though.
Okay, two beginnings and two ends. Question number two. Fire. I don't know the answer to mine. Or water?
Water. I am definitely a more water and air person than a fire and earth person, so I have to go with water.
This one really depends on the context for me, because frankly, I like a good bonfire next to a body of water. Like, for me.
I say porque no los dos and have fire water, but you know, I just...
Racist.
I get this joke.
I may be CD of Scotch Springer. I may have steak in this.
No, that's fair.
Ooh, scotch and steak.
I mean,
ooh,
also that.
Oh, man.
Oh, but then it would have to be fire, but I'm still going with water.
I'm gonna...
Unless it's Subi.
God damn it.
Well, I mean, the word whiskey is...
Aquavite.
Aqua, yeah. It's Wishkabaha.
Yeah.
It's water. Water of life.
Yes. I'm going to go with fire.
I'm going to go with water because I enjoy swimming more than I enjoy burning alive.
Given those two, I would still take burning alive.
But if you weigh as much as a duck...
Question number three.
How do you get water? What? Never mind.
You don't get water from a duck. You get water from an elephant.
From an elephant. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm glad we're the same kind of broken.
Water just slides off a duck's back.
I don't
understand. But fire stays on a duck's back.
Oh, God. Poor duck.
Ooh. Oh, no.
En flambé.
Teach a man to swim, he's healthy the rest of his life. Light a man on fire. Wait, I messed that up. Please go on.
I used to hang out at Lac de Flambeau over the summers, so that's a complex question. Yeah.
Question number three. Read or speak?
Read.
Speaking involves other people.
I don't know. I kind of read out loud sometimes when I'm at home, but I'm still going to.
I can't do audiobooks. I can't do conversational podcasts. Like, I can talk on them, but I can't listen to them. I'm a visual and kinesthetic learner, and audio just doesn't do it for me.
Oh, see, I'm an audio learner, so I will frequently listen to.
Conversational podcast.
High Five Guys, or even like the Magnus Archives, which is a horror. Oh, yeah. I love that show. While I'm coding, because there's enough left of my brain coding that I can still do the conversational
podcast. That would
totally podcast.
Fuck my code up.
Yeah, that would fuck me up.
My
hard.
Code would end up with like Night Vale snippets in it.
You should look at some of my variable names.
Which is cool, but not effective.
You should look at some of my variable names and passwords, James.
Don't share your passwords.
I'm not going to share it. But I'm just, saying.
Night Vale is his password.
No, Night Vale is not.
It's
my
dildo
password.
Like everyone else's. Fine.
Mine's vibrator. I'm confused.
Sure. Pick the Latin word.
Okay.
Classy. I can sit in class all day long with a teacher talking at me and I will retain nothing. But give me the book and I have it locked down.
Oh, wow.
Oh, see if it's that, then I would have to go speak, but I'm still going to go read because I prefer to read to, talking.
Mm-hmm. When I was a child, I read too much. I have always talked too much, so I think speaking.
All right.
The hell you say?
Yes, I do say.
out loud and everything.
Let me explain the joke to you as well.
Question number four.
Yeah. Don't be salsa.
Crayons.
Ooh.
Or Legos.
Oh. God damn it. Oh, I mean,
this is really tough, but because I have more love for the Legos, I'm going to have to go with the Legos.
I would rather walk across crayons.
Yeah. I want to say the last time I was here, I had just purchased the Lego Voltron and the Lego Aston Martin. Mm-hmm. I still haven't put either one together.
Mm-hmm. As a child.
That's the way my life has been. Though.
As a child, I preferred creating in three-dimensional space rather than creating in two-dimensional space.
You never stacked up crayons.
I made little crayon log cabins. I was never a drawer, but I was always a builder.
I was a drawer, but I had colored pencils.
I was going to say, colored pencils versus crayon was where I was wondering if this was going to go, but I've never done that.
Look at Mr. Fancy, I've got colored pencils.
Actually, it was because I could get 12 colored pencils, but my parents could only afford the 8 crayons. It was the same cost, so
salsa can't tell the difference. So,
It was actually 16. I mean, they all tasted the same. But I know he can only get 12.
There was that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although the purple always had a bit of a twinge of an aftertaste that the others didn't.
Ooh, you had the purple. Ooh, Mr. Money.
You did too. You just couldn't tell.
They always gave me two blues. It was weird.
I'm gonna go crayons.
Oh, all right. Lego.
Lego. Question number 5. Head.
I mean.
Or reach.
Call back to an earlier conversation.
I feel like these are both real good options.
Going ahead.
Head. Because call back to earlier conversation. Oh, man.
The thing is she's giggling like that, but I still don't know the answer.
I mean, it's the answer is
it's unfortunately not obvious either way. Either way, it's going to be the same reaction.
I'll go ahead.
Head. What?
I've played enough Halo not to pick Reach.
Uh-huh. Good choice.
This is a joke for three of us, Salsa.
We all got it. Yep.
Yeah.
It's your fault for being an uncultured Visigoth.
I'm okay with that.
Well done, sir.
Thank you.
That drink.
Also, going back to four, I pick crayons because it is the one thing that I continue to do as an adult.
Oh, sure.
From my childhood.
I still Lego, so
yeah,
legit.
You're still Lego. But I don't.
In fact, I may have a box of Legos in my car right now.
I still Lego too, but it's only with my feet.
I've seen pictures that prove otherwise.
Question number one. Oh, right. Yes, I also lay down on them. True. Question number one: beginning or end?
Yeah.
Remind everybody. I said end.
Beginning.
Yep. An alien has crash landed in your backyard.
Ooh.
Being the kind, caring, and lovable people you are, and James too, you right, have fair. Helped the alien repair their ship and escape from Earth before the Space Force finds them. As a reward for your selfless act, the alien offers you the complete details of either how the world began or how the world will end.
Began.
Which would you choose?
I chose correctly.
Switching to beginning.
I'm switching to beginning.
Yep.
I'm switching to ending.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm sticking with my...
Because if I know how it ends, I might be able to manipulate things to increase things for my own...
Otherwise, you might always see that ending about to happen and constantly be fighting, trying to avoid it.
I don't want that kind of...
I don't want to know.
It gives me something to do.
Yeah. I don't want to know. I love the spontaneity of it.
No.
Hmm.
I chose correctly.
I'm also worried that the beginning is going to be like a disappointing story compared to the narrative that we currently have, and I don't want it.
Compared to my sex life, everything's going to be more exciting. So, hey. Question number 2.
You have a sex life.
Therein lies.
My wife does.
Yeah.
Question number 2. Fire or water?
All right.
Yeah.
you have superhero-like powers.
Ooh.
Would you rather be able to control fire or control water?
Oh, I'm definitely a hydromancer.
Oh, shit.
Because if I can control water, I can control the water in your system. And I'm an asshole.
Gross.
Fire.
Like, there's a part of me that wants to go lapis lazuli on this.
Yeah.
Right? She is near and dear to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
But fire is really cool.
Fire is really cool.
Son of a bitch. I mean, I'd take either, really.
All right. Is it just manipulate, or is it manipulate and generate?
Oh.
It says control.
Control?
Control.
So that's manipulate only. It's not create.
It says control. Whatever that means to you, that is what it means.
I think I'm going to go with water because it's more abundant overall.
Because it's unclear, because I don't have a strong definition. Control to me suggests that you can't initially create it. So you're Pyro from the X-Men. You're not Johnny Torch. You know, Johnny Storm. Right.
The Human Torch.
Yeah. So if you could, like, if you could just manipulate fire, okay, that's neat and all. If you could generate fire, that's useful. Yeah. If you can, like, manipulate water, because there is water in other things, you could pull it into a usable form, for instance.
Right, or Roy Mustang.
I mean, sure, but...
You get the gloves that make a spark, for me, motherfucker.
My first inclination was to choose water, because then I could help save people from fires, but if I can control the fire, I don't have to put it out with water.
Right.
I can just make the fire not do that. Plus, I'm pretty sure my cooking skill goes way the fuck up.
Mm. Okay, here's the deal. Going water, because you can save somebody from fire with water, but you can't save somebody from drowning with fire.
Ooh.
Or can you?
Boom.
That is a really...
Not that I've thought.
That's a fucking great...
If I can manipulate water, it means I can boil my water instantly and I don't have to wait 10 minutes to make my fucking spaghetti.
Ooh.
Hmm.
10 whole minutes.
Well, I'm throwing a number out there.
I love how everybody's like, yeah, I'm going to save people, and I'm like, I'm going to have fire.
Well,
fuck everyone else.
Yeah,
I'm just going to save fire.
I said nothing about saving people.
I'm just going to be laying in bed with a lighter in one hand, just making fire horses run around
I love our responses, because James is like, I'm going to save people. I'm like... My decision basically comes down to resource and ability, right? Like, there's just more water. Cedius's answer is, I can save time. And Salsa's like, fire.
Fire. I've made peace with that.
Okay.
he's the great corn Salsa.
Oh.
All right.
Yep, that happened.
That was a thing.
Actually, I'd rather enjoy.
Yeah, I agree with Jenna. I'm gonna go with water. I think you made a really solid fucking point.
Aha, I win.
Yeah. So I was right the first time.
Still don't care. You don't have fucking fire unicorns running around your bedroom.
Now I would have water unicorns.
No, I'm just gonna ask you.
Boring.
Salsa, can I have a fire unicorn?
Water. Yes. Water.
Thank you.
I have to point out, water includes ice, and that gets fun.
Fire includes fire.
Yeah, still don't care.
Don't forget about the fire, though.
Yeah, I said...
No, I got it.
It's a bold move, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off.
Question number three. Read or speak?
Okay.
Silly people. You all got drunk last night and dared each other to open the mummy's tomb.
That's also
which
accurate.
Was said to hold an ancient curse.
Mm,
who believes such fairy tales anyway? Apparently everyone except James. But the curse is real.
Ooh.
And the mummy demands you make a choice.
Okay.
Do you forget how to read for the rest of your life?
Fuck.
Or do you forget how to speak?
I forget how to speak.
Speak.
Yeah.
I give it up.
Yep.
Speak. 100%.
Yeah. I mean, this podcast is dead now, but...
We become a book?
We become a blog.
No, I mean, we just have to do the text-to-speech.
Oh, there we go.
Software.
Yeah.
We would just be three, what's-his-names?
Hawking?
Three Stephen Hawking sitting around.
Well, no, one of you is Siri, one of you is Alexa.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Book. Oh, I'll be the Google assistant. Change my voice all the time.
Nothing deeply offensive about all of that.
Nope.
All right.
I was just trying to talk over it and around it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Oh, that's our salsa. All right.
Corn salsa. Anyway.
Eating corn.
Question number four. Crayons or Legos? Which would be more fun to have an endless supply of crayons or Legos?
Legos.
Probably.
I know
Legos.
For one of you, the answer is likely the Legos. A box of 24 crayons, three variations of blue, and 21 lovely shades of gray. Just saying.
So here's the thing.
Oh, honey.
So the problem with an endless supply of either is that an endless supply of Legos continues to exist. An endless supply of crayon gets used, and so you don't have like the crayons piling up.
That's true. Also, you can do really neat crafts with like crayon wax.
You can. I'm still going Lego, because with unlimited Lego, imagine the record we could set for the Lego walk.
One, get fucked. Two, stay fucked.
The problem with the record for the Lego walk is not how many Legos you have, but how long your fucking feet can endure that shit.
Yeah.
So I'm going with the Legos.
I'm gonna hang out with crayons.
Yeah.
I feel like they're more versatile, and again, it comes down to resources.
Yeah. No, really, the only reason the endless supply of Legos would be useful for me is basically it means all the ones that I've lost, I can replace. My Star Wars sets are complete again.
Yeah, here's the thing is, anybody who's had more than, I want to say, 100 Lego pieces in any place at any time knows what pain it is to fucking not be able to find that piece you saw 30 seconds ago.
Yeah.
Endless supply of Legos, I'm pretty sure you just...
get another
have
one.
It. Yeah.
Yep.
You're just like, oh, okay, that tiny satellite dish. I just, boop, there it is. Okay. Otherwise, like, endless supply of crayons. I guess you don't have to wait for your friend to finish using the periwinkle blue before, you know, you can, whatever. But it's, that's fine. I can wait. But.
But what if you run out of periwinkle blue?
You just have another one.
Then you have a purple sky. And you start a podcast called Night Vale.
Purple sky.
Yeah. You become an internationally famous Minnesotan musician.
Question number five. Yeah. Head or reach?
Oh, boy.
Would you rather have the worst song you can imagine stuck in your head for an entire day?
Like Purple Sky?
Purple Sky.
Or...
okay.
An itch you can't reach.
Song for an entire day. Song.
Absolutely.
Yeah, song.
Head. Oh, my head. God.
Whoa.
Oh.
No, I have to go with the reach. I song stuck in
what?
No song stuck in my head.
Fuck, man.
No, an itch I can deal with. A song stuck in my head means I can't think, and I can't deal with not being able to think.
I'm okay with that.
I have a song in my head like
all the time.
Always.
We have sung seven of them in this podcast.
Right.
I get songs stuck in my head too.
Purple Sky.
But they are not the worst song imaginable that's not going away.
I don't know. Purple Sky is right up there.
Yeah.
Yes, but it goes away.
All of today. Well, okay. So number one, I became a fan of Steven Universe.
I was waiting for a moment, Salsa.
I became a fan of Steven Universe before I had watched any of it because of the song Giant Woman. I had Giant Woman stuck in my head for fucking 2 weeks, bumper to bumper. Like, just fucking all the way, wire to wire, start to finish, 2 weeks, Giant Woman playing on a loop in my head. It was amazing. So that was why I started watching the show with friends. And now I fucking love that show. But I would much rather have a bad song stuck in my head and just get used to that. I can't deal with having an itch like that.
Nope.
God, I would just...
I can't ignore Niche. I cannot ignore
it. It may be that because my ears used to stick out considerably, and I have had surgery twice to pull them back, because the first time the permanent stitches in the back of my ears got pulled out because I got into a tussle with a young lady I was having some fun tussle with, but she pulled on my ears a little too hard.
Ooh.
And so twice I've had to have my head wrapped, and you know, imagine the healing, the itch that you get from the healing. You're not being able to get it. So twice for a full week, I've had a that sensation. So I know how to power through that.
I broke my leg when I was 5, and I couldn't scratch it. And it made me just so unbelievably unhappy.
No,
guys, we're talking about itching, and now I'm just getting itchy.
My coworkers.
I've been scratching my arm.
Like, my coworkers.
It's gonna get stuck in your head.
The funny thing is, of their songs, that's the one that I have yet to have earworm.
Being a sideshow performer, my entire career is basically ignoring what my body is telling me. And I'm still going with head.
Yeah. No, my coworkers love to ruin my Friday mornings by singing Rebecca Black at me, because it won't not leave my head for at least a half hour, and so it just kills.
There are worse songs.
There are worse songs, but that one just killed me for a little while.
Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone. Phone.
But see, the thing is, for a song like that to get stuck in your head, you have to know it, and I don't know that song. So it never gets stuck in my head.
I think CD has just subscribed to my Every Friday Song Club.
Yes.
I mean,
Mav signs out with this. There you be, says I to the three.
Oh.
Or four.
No. I don't count like always. It's fine. Go on.
There you be, says I to the four. More Fast Fives to follow in the coming weeks. I leave you with this. In Scotland, it is illegal to be drunk in possession of a cow. Amended in 1997 to include sheep as well.
What?
In Ohio, it is against the law to get a fish drunk. And in Alaska, it is illegal to get as drunk as a fish. In Utah... It is illegal to bring a missile into a bus terminal. In Oklahoma...
But it's called a terminal.
People can be fined, arrested, and jailed for making faces at a dog.
But they're puppies and their faces are all smushy.
The moral is, never trust a fart.
Yeah.
Assholes will always surprise you when you least expect it. Which is why we have laws like these. Love and respect, Mav.
We love you too.
And
if you would like to send in a Fast Five, and you better fucking do it because we're out, please send two emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com. The first email should be nothing but the five choices, and the second email, repeat those choices so we know we don't have to jump back and forth, and then give us all of the context. And any other color, you know, flavor that you want to throw in there is always welcome.
But unless it's gray, Salsa won't notice.
I get it.
Who has stuff to plug?
I do, but I'm trying to pull it up.
All right. While you're doing that, in just two short weeks from now, the first weekend of May, that is May 4th and 5th, I believe. Yes, May 4th and 5th, I will be at the Renaissance Festival of Nebraska. I will be doing my Casimir thing. I will be doing the sword swallowing and the bed of nails and the fire and all that other crazy stuff. This is my first show of the season, of the 2019 season. If you're in the area, come check it out.
Yay!
I will only be there the first weekend of the Renfest in Nebraska. I will not be there the second weekend. So. Jenna.
All right. So tomorrow and or today and or yesterday, depending on when you listen to this, Wednesday, April 17th, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. At the Uptown's Community Gathering Spaces at 400 Cedar Lake Road, I will be running the April Fearless Workshop, Theater 101.
Red.
Which is basically, here's how production works. These are what various roles are generally responsible for, although, quite frankly, it always just depends on the production. But, you know, kind of things that you can generally expect. and always verify. And how to get something from concept to curtain.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
That sounds really fucking good.
Yeah, you should come.
I would if I could.
Sucker.
I can't either. Can't, so I won't.
But yeah, we've actually got a lot of people saying that they're going and are interested, so I'm really excited about this one. It is there will be plenty of time for questions, because there every production, like, there will be a question where somebody's like, so I was doing this production and X happened, and I'm going to be like, I have never heard of that happening, because that's theater and that's the beast. Mm-hmm. But I can give suggestions on how I would handle it, or, you know, things like that. All of those awkward questions that you're like, everybody already knows this. No, they don't. Show up, come ask me. We'll talk it out. So, yep, I think that's all I'm doing right now. Oh, also, I'm going to be at Double Blind on Thursday.
Awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm working the box office, so.
Rad.
I'm
going to go see their show, yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
I don't remember who's performing. Oh,
no, but not me.
Anyone else?
Bueller? Would you like to plug a Bueller? Podcast?
Well, I suppose I could plug my podcast, which, again, is Extreme Tasting League Scotch, which can be found at scotch.xtlpodcast.com.
Scotch.xtlpodcast.com?
That would be correct.
Scotch.xtlpodcast.com.
.com.
All right, well, that being all, on behalf of James and Jenna and our good friend Cedius over there, who brought us scotch, and that's Yay. Why I call him a friend, and myself, thank
hey,
you.
I can buy friends. Cool. Works.
I mean, yeah. I'm cheap, so.
I've heard that. We
thank
know.
You so very much for
you
listening.
You brought way too much scotch.
Eat the fucking cake.
I love you. Bye, bye, bye.
Take it away, salsa.
Cha.
Cha, 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 cha.
Verbal jazz fingers.
Verbal jazz fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.